So I'm joined today by Ed and Lynn Gilliard. Good morning, and thanks for talking with me today.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Thanks for calling.
So perhaps we could start off with just the basics. Tell me about your farm.
Okay. Well, apparently we're the third owners. It was owned first by, in 1926 or thereabouts, by Mr. and Mrs. Sopel, who used to live out in the Pineview, Blackburn area. And then their daughter, Valentina Goodwin, inherited it. And then when she got to be in her late 70s, we bought it from her. So the third owners. It's right downtown Prince George. It's beautiful. It's like a little piece of country in the city. And what can we tell you? The house that we now live in is been added on by us, but it was built in the mid-20s. And
wow.
What can I tell you? We have gone from horses and cows to sheep and chickens. As we got older, we
downsized
the animals, exactly.
Yeah.
what can we tell you? There's a community garden, and there's a little house that we live in. I don't know what else that I would like to tell you. I mean, Valentina Goodwin, when we bought it from her, she divided off a piece and built a new house for herself there, and we took over her old house and renovated it, and here we are today.
Great. And does the farm have a name?
No, we just call it
Gilliard Farm.
Gilliard Farm. Nice and simple. I like it. That's quite a long history. How did it end up being? Because my understanding is it's the only designated farmland in city limits here in Prince George. How did that come to be?
Well, I think it was grandfathered because Val Goodwin used to, or her parents apparently owned like from Queensway all the way over to...
Including the Slough area, over to almost Victoria, our understanding anyway.
Huh.
And they raised vegetables, potatoes. They supplied vegetables to the Royal Produce stores that used to be in town here. And from our understanding... it just kind of went from there, and it kind of, they sold out bits and pieces, but...
they actually started the Lombardi Trailer Court, Val did, and I think that was in the late 60s, the early 70s, and so she owned the trailer court for a long time, and then she started to divide pieces of the farm off and sell it. I guess there was the Burns family had a piece of it for a while. Bird family owned a piece of it for some time, and then the trailer court got sold off to other people, and then some of the land over towards Victoria Street got sold off, and it just got smaller and smaller, but it's still 10 acres, and
wow.
It was grandfathered because she always farmed. She always had horses or cows or both, and lots of dogs, lots of big dogs.
She raised dogs.
Dobermans and shepherds and Gold Lab, was that other one? It was some kind of a lab. And she just kept it farmland. And then when we bought it, it was a long process. She wanted to make sure that we wanted to farm it, and we didn't want to subdivide it off and get rid of it. She said, at least till I die, please keep it a farm. So she did pass away a number of years ago. And we still are farming. And it's great that the city is okay with that. We have kids coming from schools to look at animals and try gardening and see the horses. We have horse therapy going on in the summertime.
Oh, great. Yeah, I moved to Prince George about 3 years ago and moved into a place that is on Cutty Crescent, so just above your farmland. And it was such a nice surprise. I had no idea it was there. But, you know, summer months came around and I could hear your sheep. And I'm just so glad it's there. It's such a lovely thing to have within city limits. So you mentioned the horse therapy. What are some of the other activities that happen on the farm?
Well, we have the community garden. That's what we call it, community garden. It's it's not the community just around us, but it's people that have probably moved in from outlying areas and always had gardens. And when they move into... you know, senior complexes or the Magnolia Gardens or, you know, places that they can't have gardens, then they come to garden here, and we have a nice young lady that manages that, and she gives the plots out and designates who gets what and how big a spot they need. And at first it was just, we just divided it in
seven agency plots.
Yeah, at the beginning we only had one agency that was trying to manage it with the people that they have as their clients, and it didn't work because there wasn't enough help. So then we divided it into two, and that didn't work. There still wasn't enough helpers for the big spot because it's a whole acre. The garden is a whole acre big. And so then a young lady named Danielle from Make Children First, and she decided that she wanted to take over the managing of it, and she got on board, and she had tons of people, different school groups and seniors complexes and Northern Health, and got everybody involved, and it just went from there. And now I think there's probably, I don't know, maybe 100 people in there. And
wow.
And they just do what they plant it, they weed it, they water it, they feed it, they take care of it, and then they harvest in the fall. And except for this year, that it used to be a big thing in the fall. We would have like a get-together and then a get-together in the spring. But because of COVID, of course, everything got downsized a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to put up wash stations and disinfectant bottles, and everything had to be taken care of according to the rules of the day. And everybody was right on board with that, and it continued, but okay. In a more quiet, very quiet way.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have the community garden, and then we have quite a few children coming to see from schools coming to see chickens and the sheep, and they are they're always impressed. One little group of kids that came actually with their grandparents had never ever seen a live animal. They were raised in the city, and I think probably in Vancouver is by the sounds of it. Anyway, they were just totally enthralled with being able to feed a sheep and see the chickens and feed them out of their hands, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and other than that, it's we are ourselves, not young anymore. As you've probably talked to Peggy, she's, I shouldn't say her age, because she's of her own mind, if she wants that out there.
Peggy is your daughter.
Yeah, we're in our 70s, so we have a long driveway, and the city is okay with us having a farm, so that's good. That's what we want to do till we can't do it anymore.
That's so nice. And if I remember correctly, at the last city council election, there was some talk about opening up the possibility of like urban farming to allow for, say, chickens in downtown, in the downtown region. Do you follow that process at all? Is that something you're kind of keeping tabs on?
No. We are the worst, I guess, people that you would ever meet. We never listen to the news, hardly ever, and we hardly ever get involved with a computer, because we just like to be outside and doing our thing, and if other people want to join in, that's great for them and great for us. We love company, and this year has been very quiet, but other than that, no, we haven't followed that, and because we're not a not-for-profit, we're outside of that boundary of a lot of things, because it's privately owned property.
Mm-hmm.
If you have property that the city owns and you're going to use it, that's different rules. But we haven't found any, and quite a few people let us know if there's things coming up that you know would benefit our little farm.
Right.
We do get compost from when they give it away in the summertime,
mm-hmm.
from the up on the landfill. They give to the whole city can get free compost at a certain time of the year if there's that much to give away, and we get some of that, which we're very grateful for. And then we have some different companies that do chipping around town. If there's a dangerous tree or something has to come down, they'll chip it and they'll bring us the chips, and that's what the garden uses to do the pathways and stuff in the community garden. And that's all free, which is great. The people that are in the community garden, they pay $10 for a plot for the year, and that's a 10 by 20 plot, and then more if it's bigger, because we have to have a special insurance to be able to have private gardeners on our, or public gardeners on our private property, I guess it's called. So we get that through Gardens BC, and that's what the $10 per plot goes to, is to pay for that. And, and then we have tools and a little garden shed, and people just use it as a community garden shed. And,
And it sounds like you have lots to keep you busy outside of maybe the politics of City Hall. And how might people go about getting involved if they were interested in, say, renting a plot or bringing their kids to see the animals? How might they go about doing that?
Well, for the plots, there's a lady, like I was saying, and she takes care of all of those. And we would just, they, if they come down to the garden, they would see that in the springtime her name is listed on the fence. And it says, please contact if you want a plot. Right now, currently, we're full with a waiting list, and which shows you how much gardeners there really are in Prince George. They're avid all over the place, not for the faint at heart, but so we have lots of good people. But we've run out of space right at the moment. So unless we dig up another area somewhere else, that would probably, the lady that's taking care of it, she finds that that's quite a job to keep all of those ones running. And she's very helpful, and I would want to give her more work than she can do. And to see the animals, they would, most of the time, they just contact us through this, like one of the schools would call, or or Northern Health calls sometimes, and sometimes it's just grandparents that come down. So we have, you know, farm fresh eggs that we sell, and that kind of gets the word out, and then the people that are in the garden, that gets the word out, the kids that, you know, that their other parents or grandparents too, they seem to get the word out, and we're never bored.
Where do you sell your eggs?
Just from the house here.
Oh, great.
We don't go down to the market or anything. We're too busy.
Fair enough. It's nice to keep everything home-based.
Yes, exactly. You meet such lovely people. The people that are in the garden, they bring their, not this year, of course, because of COVID, but when it's open, they bring their parents or their grandchildren, and they just sometimes sit under the gazebo and have their lunch, and that's kind of how the word goes out from our garden.
Great. Well, Ed and Lynn, thank you so much for talking with me and for maintaining this lovely patch of farmland within the city limits, and for me personally, just down the street. It's really lovely to have you here.
Thank you. And the big apartment up there on 20th, sometimes we get phone calls from them. As you probably have noticed, we painted our fence different colors all over the place.
Yes.
Because Ellen only does one section, so when kids come and they want to do something, sometimes we give them paint to do, and they just pick a panel and paint it whatever color they like.
RBC and
TELUS. Oh, yeah, and TELUS Community Day of Giving, they've been down here and Give to Hand, and the Royal Bank has been down with their crew at 1 year and Give to Hand, and the apartment, sometimes they, because some of the people up there garden here and some of the people get eggs here, and anyway, they look down sometimes and they tell us what colors they like on the fence. And
that's so nice.
What's going on in the field? Did you know that there's this going on in your field? Yes, we do.
So,
we have good watch people.
Yes, no kidding. I live in the house just across the street from that. I get updates, too. It's really nice.
Nice. Yeah, we have beautiful neighbors. And, you know, we live in the Veterans Land Act, and it is a great place and getting better every year. We've been here for 20 years, so.
Well, thank you both so much. I won't keep you. I'm sure you have lots to get done. And happy holidays.
Thank you. You have a Merry Christmas.
Take care.